hell yeah. All right, coming up next, this performer, she also hosts her own podcast on the network Post Loudness. Her show is called Roboism, and it's a show about robots and tech and kind of LGBT issues, but mostly robots. And robots are pretty awesome. So, and so is the speaker. Let's give it up for Savannah Million. Woo!
I'm Savannah. I don't like talking in front of groups of people, so I like to start by telling you all that I'm nervous and that you're going to be very nice to me. So thank you in advance for your kindness. So the theme for tonight is annual, which is really appropriate for this time of year, because as the year comes to an end, I find myself unable to think about anything other than reflecting back on the year, and it seems like a lot of people had a bad year. And personally, I feel like my 2017 was worse than your 2017, but who's to say? The last time I did a year story, I think similar to Chelsea, it was earlier in this year and was kind of a bummer, and because it would be really, really easy to make this one a bummer too, but I wanted to do something a little bit more upbeat. So instead, I have for you an escape primer, 10 steps for planning a solo trip abroad for the holidays. Step number one, embrace your inner Grinch. If there is no tiny part of you that hates the holidays, then congratulations. This talk is not for you. Also, you're weird, because there's a lot to hate about the holidays. They are stressful, cold, and full of obligations, and you always have to buy presents for somebody who's difficult to buy presents for, and attend events you don't want to go to, like office holiday parties, and you have to put stuff in the mail. Everyone is playing Christmas music, and not all Christmas music is good. It's a rough time of year, so the first thing you're going to do is say, fuck it, I don't just hate parts of the holidays, I hate all of the holidays, and this year I will opt out. Step number two, plan a 2-week solo trip to Costa Rica. It's the best time of the year to visit Costa Rica weather-wise. It's one of the more affordable Central American countries, and best of all, it's the complete opposite of Christmas. It's one of, The average temperature is about 22 degrees Celsius, which is about 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and the tiny country is home to about 5% of the world's biodiversity. There's volcanoes, cloud forests, dense jungles, tropical rainforests, beaches, hot springs, full of distractions from the holidays to keep you entertained so you stop thinking about how lonely you are. Step number three, panic. You've never traveled abroad solo before. This is uncharted territory. What happens if all of your stuff gets stolen? What do you do if your passport falls into the ocean? What if embarking on an eat, pray, love style adventure of self-discovery, all you discover is that being alone with only yourself for company for 2 weeks just makes you hate yourself even more? Remember that anxiety is born out of the unknown, so quell the anxiety by knowing as much as you possibly can. This brings us to step four, make a spreadsheet. Actually, make a couple spreadsheets. One for all the places you're staying, their addresses and phone numbers. One for all the tours you sign up for. One for all of the stuff you need to pack. One with all the books you should load onto your Kindle. Also, make a spreadsheet with all of your receipts for everything you've booked and link those records back to your tour activity spreadsheet and also the lodging spreadsheet. And research all four of the places you're visiting, where the best food is within walking distance of where you're staying, and make a Google map where you mark all of the locations and note the best dish to order while you're there and approximate price per dish so you can budget how much cash you'll need on hand on a daily basis. Speaking of cash, call your bank to make sure your debit card will work at Costa Rican ATMs. Learn that Visa cards are accepted at 3 different banks, so add to your maps the closest ATMs from each of those banks to all of your hostels, hotels, and activities. Step 6. Tell your friends and relatives that you're going to Costa Rica for the holidays. You can be straightforward with your friends about this, but when you break the news to your relatives, casually leave out the solo part. It's not a lie, you're just omitting impertinent information. Initially, they'll be supportive and excited for you. Awesome. So when the trip is about a month out, your relatives will finally inquire, what group of friends are you going with? When you clarify that it's a solo trip, remain calm in the face of their shocked and terrified reactions. Agree to send them your itinerary. When their panic becomes contagious, take a deep breath and think of your spreadsheet. Step number 7. Buy the Wirecutter recommended best snorkeling set for traveling. Step number 8. The Wirecutter recommended best snorkeling set for traveling does not fit in your duffel bag. Buy a new duffel bag. Step number 9. Buy a travel-sized clothes drying line on Amazon. Test the integrity of your new purchase by drying one laundry load's worth of underwear with it strung across the bathroom. Have just enough end-of-the-year responsibilities on your plate that you forget to take down your new underwear garland for an embarrassing amount of time. Forget that it's there. Invite a friend over. This is the closest you will get to decorating for Christmas in 2017. 10. Jokingly invite your friend to join you for New Year's. She will say yes. Rejoice, as you've spent the last 3 months hyping yourself up to the idea of being alone with only yourself for company. No longer will you have to fabricate stories about how you're on your way to meet your imaginary friend so as not to alert the strangers you meet that you're traveling alone in a foreign country and it will be at least 2 weeks until anyone notices you've disappeared. Face it, you're a terrible liar, and now your friend is real and you can be way more convincing with the truth. Also, your relatives will be much less freaked out and are less likely to panic if you don't reply to their inevitable daily WhatsApp messages. I would love to give you more tips and advice on escaping for the holidays, but as you might have guessed, I haven't actually done it yet. I'm leaving on Friday, and I'm very excited. So, thank you. I will leave you with one holiday wish. I hope your holiday season is the good kind of stressful, the type that culminates in a sense of warmth and belonging, and I hope that you get everything that you need. What I need is to drink out of a coconut with a straw, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Savannah Million, everybody. I guess I won't see you at the office holiday party then.